This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Under especially restrictive abortion laws, a handful of states consider an embryo a person. In Georgia, lawmakers have decided that means people can claim tax breaks for pregnancies. Susanna Capiluto with WABE in Atlanta has more.
Mia was a few weeks pregnant when she saw her doctor.
They saw a heart flicker, and they confirmed that I was pregnant.
Mia is a name she requested we use for legal reasons related to Georgia's abortion law. 2 weeks after that first visit, Mia got devastating news. She had a miscarriage.
At the appointment that they told us we were miscarrying, the doctor, it might have been the ultrasound technician, said, you know, just to let you know, I think you can still get this $3,000 since there was a heartbeat detected. And I'm just like, what? Like, I don't know. To me, that just seems completely absurd.
But it is Georgia law. As soon as the ultrasound can pick up electrical pulses, an embryo can be claimed as a dependent on state income taxes. But CPAs like David Wilkerson are wondering how it will work.
Right now, the federal government, it still does not recognize the child before it's born, and you have to have a Social Security number.
Wilkerson is also a state representative who voted against the law. For now, the Georgia Department of Revenue only issued guidelines. It says the $3,000 deduction for an embryo should be entered as other adjustments on the state tax form. Ed Setzler is a Republican state representative who championed the personhood provision in the law.
This bill balances the difficult circumstances women find themselves in.
But Adrienne Hills, who is expecting her second child next March, is not sure she'll claim the deduction. She says it feels like payment for more government control over her pregnancy.
Okay, so we're going to take away a woman's right to choose, but, you know, we believe so strongly in this that we're going to, you know, give this tax credit. And so that felt very disingenuous to me.
She's also worried about medical records the state may request from those claiming the deduction. Officials promise more details on the tax credit later this year. In Atlanta, I'm Susanna Capiluto for Marketplace.